I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, I trusted and he saved my soul. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Thank you, folks.
If not, the church may tip over. We're listing. Just a little bit of housekeeping notes. On the back, we have some books that go along with the study that we're going to be doing. These are devotions. If you want one, there's some in the back. If we run out, let us know. We can make some type of arrangements. But I know not everybody wants to do devotions. It's an encouragement, especially during the time we're in. We're doing the study on freedom from bondage. And that's what we're going through right now with our society and our world. Also, to help y'all as we're going through the class, I handed out pamphlets. This is like the little study guide that goes with it. If anyone needs one, they're on the back table. Well, if you want to get it, that'll help you with the class. So you won't make paper airplanes and throw at me. They're special. When you stop and you think, I go back to that story on the bridge. There were two wrecks yesterday. One was on the Wright Memorial Bridge. It's where a young man lost his life. Vehicle flipped. It caught fire. The one on the Alligator River Bridge, there's two ways onto the island. The one on the Alligator River Bridge, actually a child was ejected out of the vehicle and thrown overboard. A stranger dove over. Both are okay. You never know what struggles are going on nowadays and what people are facing. When you stop and you look in the study that we're going to be doing, it comes from the book of Exodus. When you look, where does the book of Exodus fall in the Bible? It's the second book. The second book is talking about the children of Israel, where they had been in bondage. Where they come out. Why is it set there? Any ideas? Now, come on, y'all got to wake up. If not, we're all going to have to do like we do in the younger classes. Everybody's going to have to choose a verse and read.
The nation's life begins with God's salvation for them.
Very much so. Stop and look at what's going on around you. There's a lot of people, they don't know which way to go right now. When you talk about COVID, when you look at the elections, gas shortages, really? And what do all the people do? They panic. Why? Why do we panic? No hope. There's no belief. When I grew up, as a lot of y'all did, when the church opened on Sunday morning, and I come from very rural North Carolina, my mother at Saturday night at 5 o'clock in the evening, we all disappeared. We walked down the Sound Shore. We went frog gigging. We were in so much mischief. She didn't care. That was our time to be a boy. But we knew how to act. And if your dad found out you messed up, he didn't wait. He tore you up right then, right there. He didn't care if it was in the church, out of the church. You got tore up. But you better not be late for church. When you look at these pandemics going on now, I can't go to church, there's COVID. I can't go to church because gas shortage is low. I can't go to church because there's unrest. Well, I got a question. What are we teaching our children? What? If they have no knowledge, they will have no belief. If they have no belief, they have no faith. We're giving them excuses. So now when trials and tribulations come, what are they going to do? They got a bunch of excuses. I have the right to act this way because you offended me. At Christian's graduation, we got back. I don't know if Kaylee's group had the same guest speaker or not, but this was supposed to be some high doctorate that had studied on the biblical evolutions and how he could prove in different studies. The first thing he started in Genesis chapter 1, and he quoted, "In the beginning, God created the heavens." Right then, I stopped. There's a problem right here already. He has no foundation. So as he's going on later in this speech, and it's online so you can go and listen to it, he said, God created mutations. Now, wait a minute. I'm not a doctor. I'm not very highly educated. I mean, I may have even had to cheat at recess to pass. I mean, lunch was a struggle for me. Well, not quite. But when you looked at God created us in whose image? His. So why would he want a mutation? Who mutated? We changed the equation. We perverted it. But if we teach people trash in, we're going to get trash back. So when you look at the bondage, what are we in bondage now from? Sin. But when you look around you, at that graduation, everybody had two or three of these. What good is this? You might as well go and write Satan on it. Was it necessary? Was it necessary? Is what you put in it.
And if you put bad stuff in it, you're going to get bad stuff out. But if you use it for good, then
okay.
It's all of how you, it's what you do with it. It's just like the internet.
Okay.
The internet can be a cesspool, but it can also be good for God's glory. Depends on what you use it for.
Okay. Correct. And why? When you hear, I can't remember everything that Patty said. Sometimes keeping up is a little hard. But it's how we use it. And she is right. But back in the biblical times, they didn't have it. It's a distraction. It's just like the TV. Everybody, oh, it's good if you use it the right way. Tell me one good way to use it. Put knickknacks.
Keep my dog company when I'm not home.
Okay, so you're corrupting your dog. And then you won't wonder why your dog doesn't behave. When you stop and you think, we have excuses. But why not come? Why not be here? And you're right, Mr. Larry, I'm not trying to hit on anybody. But we keep coming up with excuses. Yeah. Right.
Then it comes in handy.
It does.
But now, does that apply to the vast majority, like 99% of it? No, most of us could actually be here.
Oh, very much so. And when you look around at people, how much does it hurt? How many people remember the Armstrongs? When you look, how old were they? I don't care. I can remember being out in the parking lot shoveling snow and ice, and we're like, look, it's unsafe to drive. They were on the phone, Miss Clarine, somebody, is somebody coming to get us right now? They wanted to be here. Amen. There's a difference between just coming into a church and sitting and then participating. When you look at everything going on now, is it surprising to y'all when you really sit down and you look at a pandemic, the COVID? They say if you don't get the shot, you may die. You may die. You're going to die anyway. But how do you want to face God?
That's right. That's right. COVID or not.
But why are we being held? Why are we held hostage?
Because we give in.
We give in.
To the wrong thing. We don't give in to God. We give in to Satan and the flesh.
We have, just like the fish, we have swallowed that hook. And we can't break free. We are bound. We're in bondage. But guess what? You remember those little Chinese handcuffs you used to get as a kid? That's what we're bound by. We're a victim of our own devices. When you look at your life now, how bad is it? Really, how bad do you have it? I remember growing up having to lay in the hallway with a great big fan that sat at Mom and Dad's window. There's a window open on this end of the house. There's here in the big fan. And you go to sleep hearing that fan. And you better hope that that fan motor didn't act up. But guess what? It didn't stop you. Come the morning, Dad expected you up and going. There was no excuses. I broke my leg. I was like, Dad, how am I going to work? He said, you better figure it out real quick. There weren't no old poor as you. Get to work. Look at what our government's doing. More and more, here's more free money. Here's more benefits we're going to give you. We don't want you to be underprivileged. But we be broke. But here's
a... Because we, businesses can't even run properly because the government is paying them to stay home and make more than they would if they went to work.
So what are we teaching our kids? To live off society. Government. But guess what? We're not making our children come to church. Where is an option if you don't want to come? It's an option if you read the Bible. It's an option. We have failed. We have failed our children. They are in bondage from us. When you stop, open up your Bibles and go to Exodus chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 1 through 10. The book gives you an overview. You know, life looked bleak for Israel during the lifetime of Joseph. When Joseph got into leadership, what happened with the children of Israel? They started looking up, didn't they? He brought them through the famine. But how did Joseph get there? He started in bondage, but before bondage, where did he start?
Privilege.
He was actually hated by his brothers. Let's go to schools nowadays. If a child goes through any type of adversary in school, parents want to rush in. They want to interject their two cents worth. Sometimes you've got to let children grow and understand how to deal with adversity. Because guess what? If you don't know how to deal with adversity, what's going to happen when you become an adolescent? It's not going to change. Now when you're a teenager, how is it going to be? It only gets worse. Now adults. I've seen several life cycles like this being in law enforcement. Originally, I remember the police, we would go out and hand out rulers. We did shop with a cop, carrying underprivileged kids out, buying them Christmas stuff, fill the bus, give them pencils, erasers to school. We did mentoring. But then it changed, and working with DMV, we would literally see kids coming in to get their driver's license, and they'd walk up in front of the examiner and just, and the examiner would be, "Why are you here?" "Oh no, Mama, you're in a driver's license building. What do you think you're coming to get?" So now we give them a driver's license. They can't figure that out, and now you're behind them with the blue lights on because they're speeding. "Why'd you stop me?" "I don't know. Could you read? The sign says 5-5. You're doing 70. "Well, it's my first ticket." "Well, here, congratulations. Instead, Mom and Dad, let's go hire an attorney. Let's go do this. Let's do that to save our insurance. Don't let little Johnny learn something." So now when the police are saying stop, we wonder where the problems are. We have created these issues. Just like Israel created their issues. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 through 10, and it said, "Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man, his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simon, Levi, Judah, Issachar," my pronunciation is Hitticus, by the way, "Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, 'Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when they falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land.'" When you stop and you think, they forgot where they come from. They forgot how many blessings God has given them. Right now, can you remember the blessing God has given you? Have you told everybody around you? Do people know what God has done for you? Or you just call it blind luck? I think about Mr. Wade Reed's heart attack. If I went through a story like that, I couldn't hold that quiet. It would change everything about you. I look at Miss Jill Reed with the Coast Guard. You know, how many times has God brought you through the trials and tribulations? I know of each and every one of you situations you have been in, and we fail to raise our flag high, saying, "Hey, God did this for me. God brought me through this. Let me tell you. Don't worry about the gas problem. Don't worry about the COVID. God's in control." But we forget that, and we see we may not get what we want. Guess what? You're not going to get what you want anyhow. We've got to wake up. You know, we have forgotten what the Word of God is. People rather wake up and watch the news to see how the weather's going to be today versus opening the book that tells you how to make the day. It's just like I'm over it reading on Facebook. Oh, you need to read this book. Quit posting it. Let's start putting it out there. It's just like John chapter 3. If people would just read John chapter 3, it would change a whole lot of people. If they would just open the first word, they'll read how to open and install an app on their phone. They won't understand how to open an app to save our children. How to correct problems we've done. And that's the problem. We see so many times. How many times did Satan in the New Testament go after Jesus? So you tell me, we're surprised that he comes at you once? Really? I got a question, and I'm not picking on y'all, because I'm just as bad to fault. But please tell me why. Miss Kathy, how many benedictions have you played in this church? A lot. Please tell me why you can play the benediction and this altar stays empty. How many of us know loved ones that are dying, going to hell? They're ruining their lives. We have sick people. We'll stand here and we'll talk about a wreck. We can't help that young man. He's gone. I question how many people would even come to the altar to pray for that father for what he's getting ready to go through. But to understand why did it occur. We understand the pain. We get that. That's earthly. Why did it happen? You know, God delivers us out of so many bondages, and he wants to help us. But so many times we don't care. You know, why do you think in Exodus, God recorded this? There's no mistake in it. He wanted us to understand that they had come out of bondage, had the situation with Joseph where his brothers hated him. They were envious of him. He was sold into slavery. He now was falsely accused and in prison when he did the right thing. Now that he had another dream. He thought, how many of us could stay in prison and still have our heads high? We couldn't. But because he kept the course, not only did he save his family, not only did he restore the situation with his brothers, he also saved his people. We forget those things. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 17, it was even recorded through some of the deliverances that Joshua had. For the Lord our God, it is he that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. Do people know where you've been? What struggles you've been through? Do your kids know? Do they know how you got where you're at? If they don't know how you got where you're at, how are they going to know how to deal with the struggles? I'll pick on Miss Patty. Miss Sleepy. The one thing he loved doing, cars and firecrackers. I can remember that about him. He was late in years. And I had gone down to Florida for some reason. And he went, man, get me some of them big ones. He didn't like the quiet ones, did he? He wanted to be known. But if he got an audience, he wanted to talk. He loved talking, didn't he?
If he was allowed to talk, he wanted to
talk. Now, I got a question. Was he bashful about his God? But why? But no, why not?
I don't know how he did with other people because I wasn't around.
Right.
Now, when I was growing up, he would tell about how he got saved when somebody was on visitation. He told them that and going to church and getting saved. And yeah, so he wasn't way out there.
But the thing I'm trying to get at, you loved your days a lot. And you still miss him. And there's a lot of people that still miss him and know him. But why, after someone passes, we let the stories fall? Why? How did the children of Israel go from generation to generation to generation? They had to keep telling the story. Let me tell you how grandfather got saved. And this is how grandfather dealt with it as they were coming through the land. There was a great big pillar, and we followed it day and night. The stories fell off. They relied on something else to give them their news. They accepted second best. That's our problem. We forget our history. When did the book of Exodus begin? Any idea? Book of Exodus began around 1850 BC. During this time, what else was going on? We know Joseph had come through his trials and tribulations. But who was to follow on that coattail? Moses. When you stop and you think, and this is the first line in your little pamphlets I gave out. For number one, what kind of culture was it? From what we just read, how did the Pharaoh at that time view the Israelites? Did he like them? So it was a hateful culture. Hateful. Why was it hateful? When you stop and you think, God had blessed them. And they started multiplying. They were starting to become very fruitful. And real quick, what happened to that Pharaoh? He got scared, didn't he? A lot of times, if we go out soul winning, let's say right now we went to the funeral of this young man. No one knows him. How would the family feel if we started preaching salvation? Going to be awkward, isn't it?
You don't know if he was Christian.
Okay.
There's a better chance that he wasn't than that he was.
Right.
Wrong is the way that... So, chances are that he wasn't, but there is the possibility that he was or somebody in the family was.
All right.
But by and far, most people are not. And most people, even amongst Christian, because when Buddy died at his funeral, there was a salvation message, and some people close to him got highly offended.
Right.
That's what Buddy wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because Buddy was a Christian. And if you're offended
And that's so many times. You'll see this Facebook emoji. But if you go and try and correct somebody with this, how do they treat you? You're one of those weirdos. And guess what? As Christians, guess what we do? Okay. And we scurry away. Why? It's not popular to be a Christian. Why? We'll come into church with our Bibles. Why won't we carry them into Walmart? Why don't we put it by our Christmas list? Are you ashamed? What happens if now with the gas shortage? Let's say like where we were down in Florida. What would you want to be caught with? If God come today, what would you want in your possession right now? Go ahead. And a lot of times people, they're unfamiliar. And the next line is, they're unfamiliar with Joseph. What he went through. What do we know about Joseph? He was hated by his brothers. So bad that they thought to kill him. Now trust me and my brothers, we warred. I'm telling you up front. We warred. There was more than one time social services would show up because we had foster kids. And literally, mom would have to explain why there was bloodshed laying on the floor. And I don't mean just like a little cut or scratch. No, most of the time we fought with sticks and baseball bats. And we got even with each other. But guess what? We loved each other so much. If someone crossed one of us, There was going to be trouble. But in Israel, they hadn't been out of captivity that long. And this Pharaoh did not know who Joseph was. Why? Because the children of Israel, it was happy days. Someone told me while we were out this week, they go, look, God's coming soon. I don't believe so. And I'm going to tell you why. Too many people are looking and waiting and praying. And no one. Everybody is scared and uncertain. He said he had come like a thief in the night. No man would know the hour nor the day. No one's going to be looking on the eastern front. Now's the time when we've got to remember who Joseph was and through the bondage we've come from. Our children, we're losing them. Because we're too embarrassed to tell them what we've gone through. Right now, if you stop and you think with Pharaoh, why didn't Pharaoh know about Joseph? Why? They failed to tell. What else? If they didn't know Joseph, who else did he probably not know? God. We become unfamiliar. How can you describe who God is? If right now I took you out of this church and I carried you to a heathen country and you had to explain to a savage who God was, how would you do it?
Creation itself points to...
Okay, he's a savage. He don't know nothing about creation. All he knows is in morning, big yellow sun comes up. Okay. But how would you do it? How would you tell them, on God, you can't touch or feel? Start with that. If you can't get a connection with who God is, you probably need to do some research on yourself. Because guess what? I can't see the wind, but I know when it's blowing 90 miles an hour, yeah, I don't want to be standing there long. But I know it exists. But when you look at these things, if we can't answer the questions ourselves, do we know Joseph? Or do we wallow in our own self-pity when we come through trials and tribulations? It's that simple. Even when people... I look at Miss Maxie Purcell. Sweet lady. How hard is it for her right now? Because I promise you, if she could come in here on a stretcher, on a wheelchair, whatever, where would she be? Your mom. Yes, she's getting weak. It's kind of embarrassing sometimes with a colostomy bag and different things, isn't it? Do you think she cares? No. It's different. The phone ring, you go answer the phone. All of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. You don't want to be rude. You go answer the door. It's just like in this church. This, people say, can be a good device. How many people use this as their Bible? Okay, I got a question. Some people may be strong about it. But let's look at some of our young kids. Do you think everything they have on their phone is godly? But when they see you use this as your Bible, they don't know. They don't know that the books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, they don't know those. They don't know there's a book of a history book here. There's a section just for history.
But how many of you are adults?
They don't. We don't know this Bible. And I'm not picking on people with the app on their phone. I understand. But we have to be very careful on what we give into. If we want to be free from the bondage of sin, we got to call it for what it is. It's just like the handout that the government's given. A lot of people go, hey, it's great, we're getting free money. It ain't free. It's not good. At some point, something's got to... It can't hold. Very much so. Very much so. Yeah.
All I look at is making up my Social Security they took away. It's been a
But and Mercer Larry's right. A lot of people say on vibrate. Well, I got a question. You don't think spam knows when to hit? When you're getting ready to leave that pew and come to this altar? You don't think it may go, eh? Just like what Mercer Larry said, by bringing in here, what have I done? But we've got to start calling it out. But think about this as we're going through this study. We want help. We want our kids to get better. We want to get better. We want to know our God. How are we going to know our God if we're being held captive? This week, if you want, I challenge you, get one of these books. Link with someone else in here. Tell each other, hey, this is what God's done for me. It's just like Mercer Wade Reed. If you don't know a story, go find out. Go ask Mr. Colvin his story. Not young Colvin, the older Colvin. Because guess what? He'd do something right to raise a son and to come where he's at. Look at our elderly people in the church. Look at Miss Carol and Mr. Al. How did they get where they're at? But I challenge y'all, it also reaffirms other Christians and gives them support. So, all right, let's close in prayer and then we'll get y'all free for a few minutes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time just coming in your house. We just ask for forgiveness, dear Heavenly Father, of our sins of omission and commission, dear Heavenly Father. Just